Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
In a time when your word was true.
Glenn Hansard was a busker on the streets of Dublin. Marketa Erglova was a classically trained Czech piano player. Together they starred in the 2007 breakout indie film Once, which won them an Oscar. They're still collaborating as The Swell Season, and they're out with a new album called Strict Joy. This hour On Point after Once with Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova. You can join the conversation. Did you see Once? Were you swept away by the music, the romance, the Dublin streets? Are you still? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now in the studio are Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova, stars of Once. They won an Oscar for the movie's hit song, Falling Slowly. They're in the middle of a U.S. tour right now as The Swell Season, playing tonight in Boston and over the next month across the country in Los Angeles, St. Louis, Salt Lake City, and many more dates. They're out with a new album, Strict Joy. You can link to songs from Strict Joy at onpointradio.org. Glenn and Marketa, it is wonderful to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us. It's just great to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us over.
Marketa, Strict Joy, that sounds very strict. What is that? What is Strict Joy?
I think Glenn is better to answer that one because actually he came up with that.
Oh, so. All right. Then Glenn, stand and answer.
Well, I didn't so much come up with it as, as I was taken by it. It's a poem by James Stevens, a great Irish poet. And when I read it, whatever mood I must have been in, it really, you know, it hit me right between the eyes. And I remember thinking, gosh, that's he just spoke my thoughts, my soul. And so I thought, God, I want to put that on it. Whatever this record is, I want to call it that. And so we call the record Strict Joy, which is basically about this idea of, you know, redemption needs to sit at the bottom of all things, you know, because when you get too into your blues and you can get so wrapped up in yourself and you can kind of get lost, you know, there's a very interesting idea that sadness is loud and happiness is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you think about the idea of your diary entries, when you know, we look at the happy days are always blank pages. You know, it's always when you're sad, you'll write, you'll fill the pages with sadness, and yet the happy days will be just blank.
And the poet says it's the artist or the poet's responsibility to take that sorrow and turn it into something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something maybe even beautiful. It's what, 1882, 1950, Irish poet, author, James Stevens, friend of James Joyce.
Friend of James.
Known for combining realism and fantasy in his work. And clearly, Marketa, in this album, it's what? We associate you guys from Once with this kind of incredible star-touched romance of the streets. But this time there's something deeper, and it feels more serious. It feels more in touch with even dark sides of life.
Yeah, I guess you know, as you go through life, you experience both the bright sides and the dark sides, and you know, I think a lot of it is kind of, I think, coming to a realization that both are very much part of your life. You know, one as much as the other, and expecting that your life is going to just go smooth all the way through is kind of, doesn't really make sense. And I don't think I would want it to, you know, because when I look back at the hard parts, or the tough parts, and I've learned so much from them that I, you know, I wouldn't be the person I am sitting here now had it not been for them. So I think it's a lot of it, like at least in my songs, I think it's like that idea of a light at the end of a tunnel, you know, always that kind of redemption or seeing the light in the sad parts of your life, and just kind of realizing that sadness isn't necessarily bad. It's just, you know, it's only bad when you look at it that way, because, you know, if you look at it that way, you resist it and it makes you feel bad. Whereas if you just let sadness pass through you, then it's just, it isn't bad. It's just an emotion that passes with time and that deepens you in some way and teaches you something new about yourself that you didn't know before. And so if I sit down and write any kind of poetry, I like the issues of, you know, maybe going through pain in life, but being able to forgive yourself and others, and kind of seeing things as lessons and as ways of growing as a person.
We're going to talk about all that. You've got a great track right at the opening of the new album, Strict Joy. It's called Low Rising. A very soulful song, kind of in Van Morrison feel to it, about lost love. We'll talk about that as well. And amazingly, you're here and you've got the guitar and your voices and you're ready to perform for us. We'd be delighted if you would. Marketa Orglova and Glenn Hansard, The Swell Season, from their new album, Strict Joy. This is Low Rising.
Sit you down and talk. I want to pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong. I want to tear these curtains down. I want you to meet me somewhere tonight in this old tourist town. And we'll go low rising, 'cause we've got to come up, we've got to come up. Low rising, yeah, 'cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough. And we're low rising, oh, for the love of you. For the love of you. I want to take you to the rock. I want to jump right in and see what that big ocean's got. I want to turn this thing around. I want to drink with you all night until we all fall down. Until we go low rising. We've got to come up, we've got to come up, low rising, yeah. 'Cause there's no further for us to fall, low rising. Till I feel we've had enough, low rising, oh, for the love of you. And we'll go low rising, 'cause we've gotta come up, we've gotta come up, low rising, yeah, 'cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough. And we're low rising, talk. I want to sit you down and talk about it now. Yeah,
Oh.
Glenn Hansard and Markéta Arglova with Low Rising from the new album Strict Joy. They're with me in the studio today, and it is really beautiful. Great song, just wonderful. Congratulations. You've
Thank
come
you.
Out and you've done it again, and it's great to see you together. It must be weird to go through life with once having kind of defined you in the public mind in a movie that was kind of mixed up with reality, and now it's all reality. The movie's behind you, but never really goes away. Your romance finished as far as we know, but you going on together as musicians beautifully here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's been it's funny that once I don't think will ever haunt us as much as you'd think it would, because there was so much reality in it anyway that it was definitely moments during that whole process that were, you know, and even during the film that almost went into documentary.
Yeah.
You know, so
and you were falling in love in a film about you falling in love.
Well, right. And so there is a...
And people fell in love with that.
Right. Yeah.
It's so great to have you.
I remember John joking about you saying you're my Bogart and Bacall. Remember that was the one day on the set he was saying that.
Those were the days. We'll talk about that and where the two of you are now in the midst of your U.S. tour. The new album is Strict Joy. Markéta Arglova and Glenn Hansard, the swell seasoner with us. Behind Us Lies, from Once, out in 2007, the big breakout film that made their fame. Listeners, you can join us today. Were you swept away with the music and romance of Once? Are Hansard and Arglova inseparable in your mind from the musicians falling in love in the movie's streets of Dublin? And what's your question on their lives, their music, now that the romance is over, but not in the music? 800-423-8255 is our number. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. With me in the studio, Glenn Hansard and Markéta Arglova, stars of the movie Once.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that.
It was a huge breakout indie hit. Their music, their personalities, their relationship became... the fodder of a whole world and really swept a lot of people away. They're out with a new album called Strict Joy, and it is beautiful in a slightly different key. They're with me in the studio this hour. You're welcome to join us as well. What is it about their music in Once, with the swell season and the new Strict Joy, that draws you in? What's your question for Ireland's own Glenn Hansard? What's your question for the Czech Republic's Markéta Arglova? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. How did they hit you in Once? And let's go right to our listeners, if we may, Glenn, Markéta. May in Columbia, South Carolina. May, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
You've got Glenn and Markéta with you in their ears right here.
Well, can I just say how amazing it is to hear them on the radio, because my husband and I saw the movie and we listened to that soundtrack, or at least songs from it, almost every single day. And it's just, the music is so haunting and evocative. It speaks to, I think, anyone who's really loved another person or felt a moment. And I guess my question then is there a possibility of an American tour at any point?
Oh, well, they're in the middle of it right now, I'll tell you that. They've just come out of Milwaukee and Toronto, Montreal, Indianapolis. They are in Boston today and headed right on to Philadelphia and Washington and L.A. and Seattle. You're in South Carolina, and I don't see a date right on top of you here. Washington, if you want to make the drive, coming up in just a couple of days, May.
Yeah. Usually we've played North Carolina a good few times, but never South. We should go there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, hey, May, how's it going?
And you're still playing this every day, May.
We are. We are still hearing these songs every day, especially the, I don't know the name, I'm sorry, but the Lies song.
All right, well, Lies. I guess it's just called Lies, yeah.
Yeah, that one, it's just, it's so beautiful, and every time it comes on, I just stop from whatever I'm doing and take a second to think about what honesty means between two people. So I think you've really caught something there.
What if honesty means breaking up, May, which they have not done musically, but they have done romantically, very openly?
Well, I think that's what I liked about the film, was that it doesn't end with the two main characters together, that they can have a type of love that may have been, you know, slightly sexual, or there was sexual desire there, but it didn't have to end with a heterosexual relationship as the culmination of that point, that they could still love each other but be in relationships with other people. And I think that speaks a lot more to human experience than sort of a Cinderella-type tale, you know, or where Prince Charming sweeps you off your feet and the two of you end up living happily ever after.
May in South Carolina, thanks very much for your call. Does everybody want to beat you guys up until you can't be apart because, you know, once was a love story and so you're supposed to be in a love story forever, Marquita?
No, I don't think anybody's ever, you know, wanted us to be anything we're not. You know, people have been very accepting of whatever the movie is and whatever it tries to communicate. And I think everybody finds something else in it for them that's personal and that means something to them. And it isn't always the same thing, you know. It's at the core, I think it is, I guess it is the love, but love, you know, in many forms, the friendship, you know, the connection to people can have, like May said, without it ever having to turn into a relationship that has to, you know, end with a you know, happy ending, like prince and princess riding off into the sunset. I think, I think we just we live our life and we make our music, and it's I think actually it's the music that people respond to the most, because I think they can feel us in the music, but it's through the music that. It's so universal, I think, ultimately, all music, that I think when we listen to songs that for some reason resonate with us, it makes us feel like we're not alone in the world, we're not going through these emotions alone, and that there's someone out there who understands and who's able to put it into words, and it makes us, and, you know, when we are able to look at it with a slightly bigger perspective, you know, one step removed, listening to somebody else singing about it, I think it makes us understand it better, or be able to kind of look at it with a clearer mind.
Mm. You've written a song for the new album, Strict Joy, called Fantasy Man. Some of the lyrics say, "So go on now, you are forgiven. Let's put it down to life, the story of two lovers who danced both edges of the knife." Is that your story? Your story with Glenn?
Yeah, I guess. Yes. Yeah.
What was the knife?
Well, you know, poetry is very, like,
sure.
There's, you know, poetry is poetry. It's about creating, like, there's so many words. That's what's so great about poetry, is that you can be rich with, you know, you can take your experiences and actually make them poetic and beautiful and use words that aren't literate, you know, as in aren't supposed to be taken word, like, what's the word?
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what's great about songwriting, is that you can afford to use metaphors or to just to create a picture that sometimes I think the energy of a song or whatever it makes you feel is sometimes more important than the lyrics themselves. And so I don't think there's I never saw a particular, like, knife, you know, in my mind. It's just an expression that, you know, there's every relationship has good and bad, and you know, there's people share good times and share bad times, and you know, if you manage to strike a balance in that, and you manage to grow alongside each other as people, then, you know, your relationship blossoms and flourishes and continues. And sometimes you don't. You grow apart, or you just differentiate in too many ways, and you just kind of, your paths split and go different ways. But either way, it's that's, you know, that's, it's either going to be that or the other, and there's no right or wrong in that, you know. I think
it's life, maybe your lives right now, in a way.
Yeah, and also love has, like I said before, mm-hmm. it has many forms and it morphs, you know, it, mm-hmm. it morphs from friendship to something deeper, you know, like love or romance, and then mm-hmm. it can very well morph from romance to friendship again, or more so just, you know, it's just, I think you can't, I really believe that if you just flow with the current of love in mm-hmm. whatever shape or form it is, ultimately you're only ever going to find joy in it, you know, it's mm-hmm. only through the holding on to something like, you know, that doesn't work anymore mm-hmm. or, you know, just kind of being desperate about holding on to something and not unwilling to let it go no matter what is what makes us unhappy ultimately, you know. I think if you just go with whatever feels right, then you can't not find yourself in a good place.
Mm. Your candor as a person and an artist has always been striking, and the two of you together, powerful. Fantasy Man from the new album. I think you can play it for us, and Glenn, if you would. This is you wrote this one, Marquetta. Yeah. This is from Strict Joy, Fantasy Man, lyrics about making up with a lost lover. Tune a little bit. Moment, sure. Glenn Hansard and Marquetta Erglova are with me in the studio today. Rocketed to fame on the back of the movie Once. And now out with a new album, Strict Joy. This is Marquetta's song from the album. It's called Fantasy Man.
Some time to think, oh, la, da, da, da. waste of a night. La 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 la.
Marketa Erglova and Glenn Hansard with me in the studio from their new album, Strict Joy. That's Fantasy Man. Wow, you still have that beautiful, beautiful harmony. Just wonderful. Let's take a call from Los Angeles, California. Kevin, you're on the air with Glenn and Marketa.
Hi, Tom. Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that what you're doing is remarkable. I don't know how to analyze it, but it's kind of one of these things when you hear it, you know it. You guys seem to be just incredible old souls who are bringing these different elements together, and it's so peaceful, but you know, at the same time it's kind of exploding with passion at times, and I just want to say thanks. My only question is, you probably get this all the time, is how do you break down the writing? Does somebody do the melody, and does somebody do the lyrics, or that's my question.
Well, it's more, you know, it's more like a, you sit down and someone has an idea and we play the idea to each other, and then the other person, I mean, essentially really comments on it. It's more like, you know, I don't think there's anybody I've ever let closer into my creative process than Mar. Like, one of the first questions Mar ever asked me when I first met her was, that line you're singing there, did that really happen to you? Because that sounds really horrible. And I was like, well, you know, it did, you know, more or less. And she's like, what do you mean more or less? And I was like, well, you know, I'm using poetry here and, you know, and taking poetic license. And she's like, so it didn't happen to you in real life? And I was like, well, no, not exactly like that. And she said, well, why are you singing it? It sounds like a lie. Oh. And I remember being so taken by that, you know, that confrontation that it's kind of made me sort of pull up my boots a bit. And in terms of when you're singing, you know, trying to sing about stuff that's actually, even if it's not necessarily straight ahead, because sometimes songs can be very boring when you sing about the absolutes of your day. But what's been great about our process together is Mara will come up with a chord change sometimes that'll change my idea, or I'll come up with a lyric that'll change her idea and bring it somewhere else. So it's more just, to be honest, it's more like gentle. It's very gentle. It's almost like, you know, when a boat is in the water, somehow it's influenced by the sea underneath it, and you know how everything influences each other. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I think myself and Mara's relationship as songwriters is very much like that. It's not we don't sort of roll up our sleeves, make the coffee, sit at the piano, and keep working until we have something. We just gently nudge each other in the right direction, I'd hope.
And you're talking, when you first met Marketa, she was very young, 13,
yeah,
14
13.
Years old, in the Czech Republic. Your father was a music, you put on concerts.
Yeah, I guess promoter, you could
promoter,
say that.
Yeah,
he was helping to get the band over for some gigs, because he had heard the records before. And
this was the Frames at that time.
Yes, the Frames.
Glenn was the front man.
And one of the things that really struck me was that Mara said, oh, I play music. And Mara brought me into the house, and she played me this piece on the piano.
Yeah.
And it was like Mendelssohn music without words. And I remember being like, oh my God. I was expecting, you know, some real simple piano playing. Mm-hmm. And Mara played this really deep piece of music. And then I had this gig coming up, and I asked her to join me on two songs. And she started playing the piano, and it was just incredible what she did, the way she lit it, the way she...
The rest is history. We'll hear more after a short break here. I'm with Marketa Erglova and Glenn Hansard of The Swell Season. We'll go out with a 2007 recording of Glenn and Marketa performing Bob Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere live in Washington. Their cover of the song was featured in the fictional movie about Bob Dylan, I'm Not Here. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Ooh, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair, Lord. Oh, down into the easy chair, Lord. Oh, down into the easy, easy, easy chair.
Cause maybe
Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. Talking this hour with the duo at the heart of the breakout film Once, Marketa Urglova and Glenn Hansard, about their lives and new album, Strict Joy. In These Arms, from Strict Joy, behind us right here, the two collaborate now as The Swell Season. They're on tour in the United States, right in the middle of that tour, and they're with us in the studio today. Just great to have them. Let's listen. In These Arms. Arms from Strict Joy. Glenn Hansard and Marketa Urglova are with me right here, and we have so many callers, I want to let them get on Salt Lake City, where they'll be performing, before you know it, I've got it on the schedule here somewhere. Ryan, you're on the air with Glenn and Marketa.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And hello, guys.
Hi.
Glad to be on. I just have a quick comment that I started following Glenn with the Frames, and was just fell in love with the music and your voice and everything else, and then saw that you coming out with a new movie, fell in love with that, and then I saw your performance on the NPR's Tiny Desk series, and got a little glimpse of the new album, and as soon as it was released, I went out to the music store, bought a copy, and I haven't been able to put it down since. My daughter and I love to dance to your guys' music. It's just wonderful. So
thank
I just
you.
Hope to look forward to you guys in Salt Lake and hope to see some more collaboration and some more albums.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
That's great. They'll be in your backyard November 28th, Ryan, in Salt Lake City, Utah. And thanks for calling. Jennifer in Hingham, Massachusetts. You're on the air with Glenn and Marketa.
Yes, hi, Glenn and Marketa and Tom. Thank you so much for your beautiful music. The reason I'm calling is specific to Glenn. Back in 1989-90, fall and winter, I was an exchange student. I did a work exchange program, and I worked in a Greasy Spoon restaurant right on Suffolk Street in Dublin. You may know of it, Glenn.
Nice.
What's it called? Murphy Doodles.
Oh, right,
yeah. And so many times I'd go up and down Grafton Street, which was sort of a shopping mecca of your city. And one time I was with friends and ended up at a cafe table kind of near Stephen's Green with you and some of your friends. And I remember you talking about Here Comes Your Man by Velvet Underground and saying what a lovely chord progression that was.
Oh, well, maybe if it was Here Comes Your Man, then it would have been the Pixies, right? Or would a... Oh, was it...
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God, yeah. Here Comes Your Man, yeah. Oh, Waiting for My Man. I'm Waiting for My Man. That song.
Back on Grafton
Street.
Okay.
Yeah, could you... go on.
I just wanted to say that at that moment, I kind of realized not only did you every day you were out there playing your music and your craft, that you lived it and breathed it and thought about it all the time. And when I ever sat down in the movie theater and saw you in The Commitments, I thought it was good. I screamed. I literally screamed. I know
wow.
that guy.
I know.
Yeah.
And I guess my question would be, during The Commitments or later, was it ever your intention to sort of become as well-known as possible, or was it always just about perfecting your craft and having others hear it?
You know, I think for any musician, maybe the honest answer to that is both, you know, because it's all about
sure.
becoming a better musician, but you do want people to hear it. And I think every musician wants to sell a whole, you know, millions of records. And you know, I guess in modern, but back then, celebrity wasn't what it is these days. And back then, celebrity was something that was, I guess, in a way worth chasing only because, not that celebrity meant anything, but the idea of selling records and having a career. Whereas in this day and age, celebrity seems to be this very sketchy idea. It's quite a dangerous it's quite a dangerous aspiration, in fact, you know, and it's almost like if you take on the idea of public life, you know, there is a shadow side to it. It's you can't stand up and be in the light without casting a big long shadow. And as long as you're aware of what that is and as long as you can handle it, then I hope that anyone who's willing to do it will deal with it. So, but I really appreciate it because I was, you know, I remember the cafe we would have met in would have been the Coffee Inn on South Ann Street. And I remember busking there every day with all of my friends. One of which I actually played with you the night, Mark Dignam, who lives in Pittsburgh, opened up for us on a couple of shows, and we did a couple of old busking songs.
Yeah, that's great.
It was wonderful. You know, so thank you.
Jennifer knew you there. A lot of people feel like they have known you there from the movie Once, and you as well, Marva. Marquetta spoke about this earlier, but I mean, you know, you sort of so clearly wear your heart on your sleeve, and so much of your life is in your music, and right there in the street or right in these albums. I mean, I just have to ask, because you're fairly public about it, because people are going to want to know. Marquetta spoke a little bit earlier, but Tuglin, what happened to your relationship? In whatever terms you want to put it, artistic or otherwise, people will care.
I think you meet somebody. Here's what happened.
All right.
You meet someone, you have a great friendship. When we were developing the characters for Once, because John was very free with us, the three of us really sat down and talked about what Once should be.
John Carney,
director, writer of Once. Mm-hmm. And we decided between the three of us that it would be inauthentic if these characters ever kissed on screen. Mm. It didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. It certainly didn't feel right necessarily for us at the time. And it was one of those things that it would have made Mara's character inauthentic, because mm-hmm. Mara's character was so strong in the film. Mm-hmm. So then after that, we got plunged into all of the loveliness and traveling around. And, mm-hmm. you know,
the Oscars, the yeah. whole Moonbeam thing.
Yeah, and something happened, you know, something. Mm-hmm. Our relationship went to a different place. And then I think naturally we both decided, and then it went to a different place again, which is, I think we graduated back into, you know, or not back, we graduated forward into being friends again. And I don't think myself and Mark would be sitting here and playing these songs or mm-hmm. doing this interview if we had gone through, you know, like the if it had gone, you know, pear shaped, to put it, you know, bluntly, I think we've got a very strong friendship, and I think friendships last a long, long time. And to try condense myself and Mara's relationship into the last few years, I think would be selling it short. I think relationships can last forever. And I really believe that myself and Mara's friendship is an ongoing and lifelong friendship. And so right now, the current sort of status mm. of our friendship is that we're mates and we support each other and we're buddies, and that's it. I mean, it's when you say what happened, mm-hmm. it's like, mm-hmm. was there an incident, or is there a, you know, I don't think so. I think it's
life
just,
happened.
Yeah, and like Mara said earlier on, if you're being very honest in your relationship with your partner, and you're not enjoying it anymore, or for some reason it's not working, I think naturally life will offer you ways out, will offer you solutions. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that myself and Mara are in a better place now than we've ever been.
You agree, Marquetta?
Yeah, I think we're in a, you know, I think we've, you can't, if you go through something so intense, like, you know, as for everything that happened, mm-hmm. with the Oscars and the film and with the relationship, you know, it's, that kind of stuff either breaks or makes you. You know, mm-hmm. you can. Mm-hmm. You either survive it or you don't. And the fact that we've survived it means that we've, you know, that it's made us stronger as a result. And you know, I think we just both love playing music together, and that kind of what pulled us, like, because I think when you end a relationship with somebody, you know, like when, in our case, the romantic side of our relationship, it's, I think it's healthy kind of not to see each other for a while. Mm-hmm. It seems to be like the natural thing to do, you know, which...
But you were right in the middle of recording an album. I mean, Strict Joy, you recorded it, what, in Connecticut over the summer?
Yeah.
Just this last summer.
Yeah, so I guess we were debating, you know, are we just kind of...
what to do?
Are we being crazy, just kind mm-hmm. of just not giving each other that time? And actually, we just decided, no, let's just keep going. And we enjoy doing what we were doing, and it worked, so it's
it
cool.
Sure does. We're so glad you're doing it. Would you sing one more for us from the yeah. new album, Strict Joy? There's one called Paper Cup.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, the work you do as people is sometimes more important than what you're going through personally. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know.
Sometimes.
Should we try? Let's try a new song.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. It's a brand new song. I don't know what it's called, but we'll give it a shot.
All right, great.
I'm working on a high hope, and if it all works out, you might just see me or hear from me in a while. I'm gonna make it cross this tightrope, but I'm coming for my prize. No more I'll be waiting round while life just passes by. Maybe when our hearts have realigned, maybe when we've both had some time, I'm gonna see you there. I'm gonna see you there. Where things are natural, I'm gonna see you there. I've been living in a half-life, not sure which way to turn. Why must a man lose everything to find out what he wants? But I'm gonna wait until it feels right, and when that time has come, wild horses won't keep me from where you've gone. Maybe when we're both old and wise, maybe when our souls have had some time, I'm gonna see you there. I'm gonna see you there. But we can be natural. Where the wild things go, but we can be free. Where the love is good, where you're not sure. I'm working on a high hope, and if it all works out, you might just see me or hear from me in a while.
A song so new it doesn't have a name, from Glenn Hassard and Marquetta Orglova. That's just beautiful. Just fantastic. David Carr reviews your work in the New York Times. He says, the best of their duets leaven drama with a kind of grace, a balance that weaves loss with hope. They seem made to sing together. Indeed you do. We really hope you keep doing it.
Thank you.
You promise? Or maybe that's too much?
That's too much.
Okay. All right. We'll take it an album, a song at a time. But it's just been great having you with us here. Wow, how fantastic. Boston tonight. What's next on your... Let's see, what do you got then? Providence, Philadelphia, Washington, New Orleans, Houston, Dallas, Austin, and right on around the country.
Yeah, did a big circle.
You're working it all out. Fantastic. Just great to have you with us today, and grateful to you for your songs and your candor and your taking the time and being up at this hour when you're playing tonight. Glenn Hansard, Marquetta Orglova, The Swell Season. Their new album is Strict Joy. Thank you very much to both
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Just great having you. A note to our listeners, I will be in Thousand Oaks, California this weekend to help member station KCLU celebrate its 15th anniversary. We'll mount a live show on California's green economy and the country. If you'd like to pitch in questions or comments, you can do it now at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Facebook at On Point Radio. We'll be airing the California show nationally on Monday. You can be part of it now, and thanks for joining us. Thanks to Marquetta Orglova and Glenn Hansard for being with us today. Just wonderful to have them in the studio. We'll go out with their song, The Verb, from the new album, Strict Joy. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.